Hi everyone, it's that time of the week.
Hello.
It's your mommy and your daddy. Mother God,
Please,
Father
please stop saying that. Please, I beg of you. Like,
I
it's just
know.
you saying it's that time of the week just made me think of
I
women being like, it's
know. I
that time
did
in the
too.
month.
I thought
And
that
like,
too. I know.
it's fine.
But
You're
it
always trying to
is.
steal our thing.
This is your weekly period in a sense, if you think of it
This
that
is,
way.
we hope it's slightly better, but hey, the good news is you're not pregnant.
That's true.
That's the
That's
good.
true.
That's just listen to a bunch of gays and it's not going to happen accidentally. That's the
I
point. But good to see you, John.
know. Yes, good to see you. Let's jump right into something. The last time we recorded NMR, you were excited and slightly distraced because the Knicks
Hate to say it.
game, the Knick game, I should say, excuse me, was about to start. You were like literally like looking for your
But
remote,
John,
like
I
da
can't be
da da
bothered with
da.
you right now. Yeah, I was
Da,
like,
da, da.
done. You're done now.
Everything
You can
else is
silence.
second to you. Yeah, exactly. So that was like a couple weeks ago. Now tell everyone the good news because I
Dun,
don't
dun,
even.
dun, dun. We swept for the second time in the series. We are Eastern Conference champs, and we are going to the NBA Finals for the first time
Wow.
since 1999. The
I
last time we
saw
were
that.
in the NBA Finals, Sopranos had just premiered. Jeannie in a Bottle was like number one on the charts.
Livin' La
Okay,
Vida Loca. I saw it was
and
Livin' La
oh yeah,
Vida
Livin'
Loca.
La Vida Loca as well. Like I was in fifth grade. Okay.
I
That was the last
was.
time we made it to the finals. The last time we won a championship, like won the
Yeah.
finals, was
Yeah.
in 1973. So I haven't even lived to
Wow.
see it. And I know a
Wow.
lot of like just the momentum. First off, the fact that we swept the Hawks
Yeah.
was like, oh my God.
A
Was it the Hawks
miracle.
that we swept or the, now I'm blanking because we've swept so many teams.
Let
I
me
can't
look up
even keep it.
Knicks, Cavaliers.
We swept the Cavs. I can't remember if it was the Hawks we lost 1 point to. Maybe it was that we lost 1 point to them and then we swept.
I don't
I
even
can't
see
remember
anything
now.
about the Hawks. Where are the Hawks from?
Atlanta.
Okay. Oh, Atlanta Hawks. Right.
Get
I'm
it, kid.
looking it up. It's looking like they won like everything. It's what I'm
Yeah, we've
seeing on
won
my
everything,
side. I
basically.
can't even see a
We
loss.
lost two games by 1 point and then we.
Lakers?
No, sweetie, that's the other side. The Lakers got swept, though.
Oh.
They definitely got swept.
Oh,
The
okay,
fact
my
that I can't
bad.
even remember just goes to show how
Well,
stoked I
right,
am about all
exactly.
this. So we swept the Cavs. No one thought we were going to do it. I certainly didn't. It was going to be between the Pistons and the Cavs. I thought both were going to be really tough matchups. And for sure, that first game was pretty even. It seemed like a good matchup. But man, in one of those games, we were down 22 points with 7 minutes left. Not unheard of. Plenty of time in basketball. 22 points isn't
Sure.
the worst, but
You'd have
big
to pretty much
difference.
be like making tons
You need to go on
of
a
points.
run and have
Right,
the
right.
best defense ever. So you need to be at the top of your game both. And when we came back to tie it up 101 to 101 to go into overtime to then beat them by like 18 points, it's a good
Damn,
time
that
to be a
happened?
Knicks
Holy
fan.
shit.
Yeah, it's
Wow.
been incredible. We're either going to go against OKC. As of right now, OKC is winning the series against the Spurs 3-2. Both are going to be incredibly hard teams. Wemby, obviously, who's the tallest man in basketball. If we play him, that's going to
Obviously,
be tough.
I knew that.
But what a time. And let me just say, my actual birthday was Sunday, and it was
That's
flanked by
right.
playing on Saturday, a Knicks game on Saturday, and a Knicks game on Monday. We won the Saturday game. So I was like, great, I can go into my birthday barbecue in like a very good mood. And then that Monday, I was going to Orange County to go have dinner with my in-laws. And I told them, I was like, dinner was at 6:30. I was like, I have to watch the Knicks. The Knicks
Yeah,
are going to be on my
listen.
phone. We won by 40. And I was just like, this is the great, God is good. This
The
is the
greatest
greatest
birthday.
day ever. The Knicks did it for me. And then Nadine the next day, if you saw on my Instagram story, wore Knicks colors for me, even though in the video she said she was a Lakers fan. La la la. She did wear Knicks
Why
colors
would
for
she
me.
say
So
that? It's
it's
nice
June
of her.
3rd. It's going to start the playoffs.
That's exciting.
It's farther than I ever thought we were going to get, and I love this team, and I love these guys, and I'm all about it.
As Darren said, it's been since 1999 since they won the conference
Correct.
finals.
Eastern Conference Finals,
Darren gave some
ECF.
spots. Darren was doing different things in 99. I personally, what I was doing in 99 was collecting Beanie Babies from McDonald's Happy Meals.
I was
Remember
probably doing
those?
the exact same thing,
Do you
of
remember
course.
those?
Of
You know what's funny?
course.
Remember though the beanies you sent to me to give off to our Patreon members, which
Yeah.
was so fun a couple years ago? Well, we didn't send all of them out. And so a couple of them that I liked personally and I did not want to give to any
Yeah, I know
Patreon
you
members,
requested them, and I was like,
I was like, I will please take Speedy the Turtle.
Speak the
A
turtle.
handful of them are sitting on
I
my.
take Speedy the turtle.
Are sitting on a window in my apartment, and I had someone over the other night, and he was getting something to drink in my kitchen, and he was like, "Oh, what are these?" And I'm like, "They're Beanie Babies." And he was like, "Oh,
Oh, what
okay,
do you
you still
mean?
ha-" he was like, "You still have Beanie Babies?" I was like, "Yeah. Anyway, nothing to see here." And I like pulled the shade down. I was like, "Anyways, so anyway, I love my
Oh,
Beanie
Lord, I hope
Babies.
that was not a
Thank you
love
for
interest
this."
of yours. That's
Yeah, more on that another day, but well, anyway, talk about your birthday because
Yeah.
you had it's been your birthday since we last recorded. Was it a
The
fun
entire month of
time?
May is my birthday. Thank you
That's
for
right.
everyone for all the lovely birthday wishes
Yes.
and just sentiments and kindness. I really appreciate it. Father's Day is also coming up, so
That's a
I
good point.
expect additional
Additional gifts and
praise.
love. Yeah, okay.
It was really, really nice. And I think the thing that I
Good.
really liked about it was, well, it was like a Sunday, so I got like the whole long weekend, you
Oh,
know, and
that's
maybe I didn't
right.
celebrate the
Lucky
whole.
for
She took me to
you.
great restaurants, but I really wanted a scalp massage. Did I talk to you about this
Yes,
last
we
time?
talked about this on NMR. You said you were thinking about it, I think, at that point.
So it was a scalp massage. Kim Kardashian, I think, kind of brought this into the fold for those
Okay.
who are paying attention. But it's essentially like a 90-minute, you get a like a scope, like a camera on your scalp, and they kind of like do a magnifying glass on your scalp, and you
Oh.
see where your hair follicles are in the roots, and you can see if you
Your
have
lice.
buildup, for example, dandruff, for example, and Nadine
Lice.
lice. Nadine and I did it in a room together, and the woman was like, "Whatever you're doing to your scalp," she's like, "It's so healthy, you're not really going to see a before." Because she's like, your scalp is so hot. They go, have you
Oh.
seen any gray hair? She goes, I don't see anything. You have like the most consistent color hair. So I was like,
That's
ah.
true. You do have a very consistent color for your age, for
And then,
sure.
of course, like knowing me and who I was, we're sitting in the
Yeah.
chair, and these two, I think they were both Ukrainian, and we're talking, and they were so lovely. They were young. We were bopping around. They thought I was 25.
Oh my God.
And I go, tell me a horror story. Like, tell me the worst thing you've seen in here.
Oh my God. I was
She
just talking to
goes,
my barber about this today, so let me
I
hear
gotta
it
know what
from
he
you.
said too, because
Yeah.
she was like, oh, we have seen snow-capped mountains, meaning like just piles of dandruff and stuff like
Oh
that, and people who just
no.
don't take care of themselves. And I'm not trying to shame anyone. Everyone
Yeah,
has
I
their own little
know.
things. I'm not,
Yeah.
and people sometimes have like terrible whatever disease. I think
Yeah.
a lot of it comes from lack of care.
Yeah.
But man, they evaluated, and then what they do is they lay you down, and you're in like a massage chair, but you're
Okay.
laying completely down, and your arms are in compression, your legs are in compression. It is so amazing, and they put your head in a sink, and they essentially wash your hair and give you like a scalp and
Oh
like shoulder neck massage.
my God.
And then they dry your hair after, and then you do like the before and after
Yeah.
to see if like things have changed and stuff. And
That's
so,
awesome.
honestly, like it is amazing to do. It is 90 minutes of like great self-care because it's really particular. And it just goes to show it is really, really important to take care of your hair,
Of
especially as you get
course.
older.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm being perfectly honest, I used to be one of those people who'd wash their hair, wash and dry their hair every day. Like
Me too,
10
when I
years
was
ago,
younger.
I've been
Yeah,
doing
yeah.
it every, no, like 10 years ago, I was doing this 5 years ago, every day, wash and dry my hair. And, you know, over the years, I always had like healthy hair, but over the years, someone was like, you should not
Yeah.
do it every day.
Right,
Like
right,
two
right.
times a week, three times
Right,
a
that's
week,
about
but
what I
not
do
every
twice a week,
day.
yeah.
And I asked them, and she's like, you know, everything's different for everybody, but in general, you should never go more than like 5 days essentially without
Okay.
washing your hair and kind of getting to like the oils of it and letting it rebuild. But
Right.
if you're not massage people, if you want a different type of massage, I highly recommend going to the scalp massage place. It was called Pure Luxe,
Okay.
Chinese owned, super
Yeah.
lovely.
Love
It's
that.
just a great, and you know what I liked the best part about it, John, and I'm
Yeah,
sure you
what's
can relate
that?
because you've gotten massages and stuff
Oh, yeah,
before,
for
like
sure. Yeah.
is they didn't hawk any products. They weren't trying to sell you
Oh,
anything
good.
after.
Yeah, that's annoying as hell, for
It's
sure.
so annoying when that happens. When we're like, and your scalp can look good for $189. It's like, just give me the massage. Let me walk
Just
out.
let us live. Let
I've
us
already
live.
spent money.
Not
And then
to.
we had a barbecue at my friend Aaron's, and it was so great. It was
That's
just so fun.
awesome.
And
I'm
got to
so happy
spend
to hear
Orange County with
that.
my in-laws. Yeah, it was really lovely.
Awesome. Do you share your age? I forget.
I'm 38.
Okay, so you have 2 more years until you hit the big one. So we'll make sure to
So
make
my big,
that a thing on the show, like you did with me.
we're gonna
But
do like a
okay.
countdown every single episode. We're gonna be like
Yes.
698 days
70
until
days, right.
yes.
Exactly. We'll do that. But going back to the horror stories thing,
Yeah. Of course I have to know.
my barber, well, the barber I have here in Pittsburgh, he's the first barber I've ever had that wears like
Like gloves?
gloves. Yeah, wears gloves. And I'm like,
Like latex
of
gloves?
yeah, like, well, you know, like those, yeah, I think they're latex, but you know, like those black gloves that like chefs will sometimes wear. They look just like that. I don't know if they're the exact same thing. They look like that though. And I remember thinking, oh, that is so smart because, right, you're putting your hands all through people's hair. Da, 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 da. God only knows, you know, these are just people, you know, it's a barber shop. It's not, you never know what you're going to get, frankly. And so we started, I was like, I appreciate that you wear them and that you change them out. Like, I love that about being sanitary and blah, blah, blah.
Me too. And
Yeah.
reminder, these women were also wearing
Love
gloves, which
that.
I
Yeah,
had,
you have to. Yeah, you have
I think
to.
so.
So it's hard to imagine that you're cutting someone's hair or touching someone's head and not doing that. Let's put it that way. So anyway,
Right.
I just asked him, I was like, you know, what are the things, what's the thing, like of all the years you've been doing this, like, 'cause you know, most barbers are cutting men's hair and boys' hair and stuff like that,
Yeah.
you know? And he's like, well, you know, occasionally people come in and they just stink and you just have to like deal with it.
I don't
He
know
was
how
like,
I could. I
I know.
really
I told
couldn't.
him that too. I was like, I don't think I could handle that. And he was like, yeah. He's like, that's really just the main thing. And like, if it's bad, I will tell them. And I tell them that I can't cut their hair that day. And blah blah blah. And I'm like, that's really sad. But he doesn't cut hair for like any old person. I won't get into all the details, but when he was a barber, kind of like a mainstream barber, I guess you might say. Sometimes men, and then we got into this whole conversation about just men and young boys these days. Now, I have certain family members in
You
my
have young boys in
family.
your family, yeah.
Yeah. And I know lots of like, you know, teenage, like late teens, early 20s dudes. I
Yeah.
was once one, of course. And there's this thing happening that I was talking to my barber about where like, you know, not necessarily a smell problem, but like in general, like he'll talk about like cutting these guys' hairs, and their hair is just unruly and it's not kept, and they just look kind of like not really well put together. And he was saying that this age group, this like 18 to like 22-year-old age group of men,
Oh God, I'm so
they,
scared what you're gonna
well,
say.
no, nothing crazy, but just that they think it's like feminine to like take care of yourself and have really good hygiene. So like they let their hair grow out to insane, ridiculous lengths
So
because they just think it's feminine,
they think
like
it's too
girly.
pussy
Yeah,
to
it's like
like
too
take care of
girly.
themselves?
Yeah, in a sense, that's what he was saying. He sees it every day, he says. Because by the way, he also cuts hair for a university, not the one I work at, just to be clear, but I don't want to like bust his business out, but long story short, he's seeing a lot of these guys, and the idea is that like, oh no, he can't be bothered to get a haircut every week or two.
You
It's
know
too
what's worse than
feminine.
being a woman? And I think you'll agree with this, John, even though I know you think that being a woman is the worst.
Go
Being
ahead.
disgusting. How about that?
Exactly. That's what
How
we
about that?
said.
Being
Yeah.
disgusting.
Yeah, that's
If
what we
you
said.
think, if you are so scared of your sexuality that you stop showering because you're trying to
Exactly.
overcompensate your masculinity, sweetie, either you a gay or you're gross.
One
Like there's no
or both.
normal, and if
Yeah.
you're gay, you're usually taking care of yourself. So
That's the other thing,
there's
yeah.
only one logical conclusion here, but
Right.
I never really thought about like barbers or hairstylists or
Yeah.
whatever,
Yeah.
like having like obviously doctors see everything,
Well, right.
wounds, weird things, you know, rashes, things like that. Dermatologists obviously have to deal with a lot of this
Definitely.
on the surface. But I never thought about like people dealing with hair. Like, I guess I thought of like, sure, masseuses, facialists, because they're dealing with like the skin
the
and
intricate
people might have,
parts.
But hair, I was always kind of like, how crazy could it be? And that's why I had to ask. And you obviously, you and I are obviously on the same page of like, what's the worst?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he probably even has more horror stories. I should ask him. But yeah, we were just talking about that. But listen, I gotta segue a little bit here into speaking of taking care of things. Take care of yourself, everybody. That's one thing. But also
TCB, taking care of business.
Taking care of business. How about TCP, taking care of plants? Not happening at my house.
Me neither. And Darren, what is the blockage there, sweetie? Because
I don't know.
You and I can have a full-time job. We can drive a car. We can pay insurance. We can have relationships. We can find the time to get on this podcast once a week, being 3 hours apart. But watering a plant consistently is like out of my realm.
And you know what's sad is like, it's not even just watering. It's like, I have these spider plants that my sister gave me that are nothing. You don't do anything to them. You sit them there and every week or two you water them. And somehow I fucked that up. So I just want to put this out there. Like, you know, I posted recently on my Instagram story, a friend of mine is looking for homes for four kittens that her cat had. And they're the cutest things in the world. Darren, if you want one, let me know. We can put it in a FedEx box and send it your way. Or all four of them. Poke little holes.
Magic would like a little companion.
Well, that's what I was saying is people were saying, like a lot of our listeners were responding and being like, oh my God, Magic needs a friend or whatever. And I'm like, I can't keep a spider plant alive on my kitchen counter.
But it's different though, because you know what it is for plants? It's not just watering them. Because if it was just a matter of watering them, like when someone gives you a plant, I'm like, the only thing I should have to do with this is water it. But it turns out they grow out, you know, they outgrow their container.
Oh,
and then
God.
They need like a mixture of soil. And then you have to prune the leaves. It's like,
Hey, thank you. Prune the leaves.
I'm not capable.
You should see what it takes for me to go to my hair appointment. Speaking of hair, like I can't prune my own hair, let alone leaves. They're all dying, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't agree with you. And then I feel like I'm an asshole because I let these plants die under my precious watch.
Then I'm calling my sister. She's thinking something's wrong in the middle of the day. I'm like, no, I'm just needing to know why that spider plant is brown now. What did I do? By the way, so do you want to hear what she said?
She's probably like, you're overwatering.
Literally that. She was like, you do not need to be watering. She was like, let me look at this. She zooms in. She goes, on the top soil on one of the plants, she goes, okay, that's mold. In the plant, in the fucking soil. I'm like,
plants can have mold?
I was like, plants can get mold? What is this, The Walking Dead?
Plants
get
together
happening?
And like... create a revolution, like a revolution against human beings to be like, let's make it impossible for them
and
to keep
anger
us alive.
Them. And then she's zooming in on the other one. She's like, okay, this one, I think, by the way, I have one in an old mug that says cheers, bitch. Remember martinis and murder people?
Yeah,
would
of course.
Mugs.
Yes.
One of them is in that. I want to take a picture and post it actually. She was like, this one, the roots are exposed. I was like, oh, I just thought
Who
that
cares?
Was part of the
I just like humans, I guess you can't have your roots exposed. You must
said,
go to plant pods.
Who cares?
I guess this matters, plants it matters. I don't know. I feel like you and I are such typical like New Yorkers. Like we at one point in our lives had darker, smaller apartments that just could not sustain plants, and we just moved on. I'm hoping
this
to
is
move
a true
on.
Crime. You and I have killed
it
many
is a crime.
A plant.
Yeah,
and
no,
like,
it's
it
true.
Is a crime.
Murders
Speaking
have
of
happened.
Hopefully. Not killing things. How are my morning doves? How are my babies? How are my babies?
Coal and what was the other one? Like dirt bag
Smoky.
Or something?
Oh, dirt. Yeah, dirt.
Dirt smoke. Something. So we had a mama and two babies, and then I think the dad was taking shifts while the mom was going out and getting food. They have all left the nest except. One of those babies, tell me if you think this is possible. One of those babies, I believe, has returned and has not left the nest, which makes me think that maybe it got pregnant already. Is this possible? And maybe laid eggs and is sitting on top of eggs. Is it possible to be born weeks ago and be pregnant that fast? I don't know. I'm going to have to look this up.
It's not a human, so I'm not
Yeah, it's like
overly
maybe
familiar
it's
with the mating
like cycles. Yeah.
patterns. Yeah, I'm not overly familiar, but like maybe.
Maybe. We'll have to look that up for next
Maybe these
time,
babies
but
are just evolutionary, like ready to like churn them
I know.
out.
Well, you know what's funny, speaking of plants, is the whole point about the mourning doves thing that I brought up on the show was I was ready to plant flowers in my planter out on my porch, but these doves took over the nest. And so once they flew away and left the nest, I was
Boarding
like,
you.
yay. Yeah. And I was like, yay, I can finally do this. And then the next minute I came back, there's a new dove in there, and I'm pretty sure it's one of the smaller ones.
If it makes you feel any better, you would have killed them anyway.
Probably.
The
No, there were.
flowers. No, it's
Oh,
fine.
the flowers. No, the flowers would have died by now. Yeah.
Exactly. So
You
the
think
mourning doves
I can't
left.
keep a fucking spider. The spider, just to make sure everyone is understanding this, the spider plant looks like grass. There's no flowering, there's no complication, there's no, it is just grass in a pot, and it's there, it's brown. So I don't know.
I think the
It's
joke's on
sad.
us because
It's really sad.
we're losers. Speaking of being a loser, you know how I always have like a plane story, and like most of the plane stories that come
Yes.
on here, you're like, I have never experienced like blood on the
Yeah, no,
walls. You're like, I have
never.
never experienced this, but like
Yeah.
I've sent you pictures over the years of being like, here it is again. Here I
Yeah, that's
am.
true.
Here I
Yeah.
am. The person, you know,
Yeah,
who's a
yeah.
robot sitting next to me. Well, you know, Hollywood, it's so different living here than it is in New York. And I gotta say, like,
For
Hollywood is to
sure.
me like a scarier place than New York City. And
Interesting.
we posted my Gower Gulch video of it.
We have not, and that's on me. I should have posted it on Monday. It like I put it for the wrong time, and then it didn't post. So I will do that today. If you're listening to this, you can go watch that now.
So when you do watch this video, and I basically went down to Gower Gulch, and I just wanted to show you guys what it was like in comparison to the
Yeah.
rest of the street. And it's like in the middle of sunset, and like there's a bank, and then all of a sudden you pull over, and it's like a Supercuts in this weird, like Western themed show. But
Yeah.
I did it from across the street, and I was gonna do it. I was gonna cross the street and do it right in front. And I started my video. And as I'm starting the video, so I'm with my brother and my sister-in-law who came out for my birthday. And I was
Okay.
like, hey, can we go walk over to this? So I start the video, right? I have my selfie on like this, John, like
Yes,
facing me, right? Like this.
right.
And all of a sudden, this woman, I wanna say she was maybe anywhere between like 50 and 60 years old, an older woman, tiny,
Okay.
comes up to me. She's wearing like what I would describe as like one of those like beehive hats, you know, like how it has like it's like covering your whole head, your whole body. You can't really see anything. It's almost like a visor with like a mullety like
Okay.
shade
Okay,
that she's wearing gloves. She's like it's a hot day, like covered
yeah.
in just completely covered up. You can't even see skin. And I start to film myself, and she comes directly up to me and puts her hand like this in the camera, like this, John, like this.
No.
As I'm filming. And at first, the way that it happened, and it all happened so suddenly, I didn't even see her when I was filming because I was focused on me. At
Yeah.
first, I thought it was like a friend that I knew. Like my friend's coming
Yeah, of
down, and you're
course.
like, oh, no photos,
No
please. Like,
photos, just a joke.
and
Yeah.
in your brain, you know, when you're like processing something so fast, but everything also slows down at the same time, and you can kind of
Yes.
remember every single moment. So I like
Yeah.
take the phone back, and I want to be like, as if I knew who it was. And she just kind of looks at me and continues to put her
Ew.
hand in my face. And
Ew.
maybe she thought I was filming her. It was unclear. And my
Yeah.
brother had to come out and basically came up to her and told her to fuck off and was like defending
Oh
her and
my
kind of like
God.
mumbling and saying shit to herself. I crossed the street in order to get this
Jesus
video and I filmed
Christ.
like 2 seconds later. But what you're going to see, it might be a little bit of like, I was a little shook, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's not even that she was like gonna take me away or
Yeah.
do anything. It was in the middle of the street. Like it was during the day. I was with my brother. I didn't really necessarily feel unsafe, but it
Sure.
was so creepy. And
Yeah,
she didn't
yeah.
touch my phone. She just kept going like this, like to hide it. And I was like, not to like bring down the mood, but I was like really scared and I was definitely like shook. And so if you hear anything in my voice from that
Oh.
video,
Yeah, I
I
just
didn't want to
posted it.
stay there too long because I just was so freaked out. So I apologize if it was like a little rushed. I wanted you guys to
Gonna
see
have to
everything.
watch
You
it
hear a
back.
little bit of like panic in my voice. It was
Oh.
literally 2 seconds after that happened. And so I just wanted to apologize in advance.
Oh,
And I
that's
just like felt too
sad.
freaked out to go back. It was just like, even though it's a very safe place, it
Yeah,
just
yeah,
was like
yeah.
weird. And who knows? knows what she was doing. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
We
But
really will never
it
know.
was
Yeah.
creepy. Yeah, it
That
was
is
creepy.
creepy. Well, we just posted it on Shake or on our Patreon for all patrons, so you can go check it out right now. It's and I love your little commentary in the video too. I just think it's such a cute perspective, at least, and to know that background information, that's a little unsettling. So,
Yeah, I wanted to come on here and just like
yeah.
explain myself in case there
Oh,
was anything
yeah.
like that. But I know we're wrapping up here, John, but
Yeah,
I wanted to
yeah.
say, guys, bullying is effective. We have now collectively
Oh my
bullied
God.
John Thrasher, Mother God, into watching The Crash, because when I had watched it and I had, done some social media, had you guys seen it? Should we cover it? Overwhelming
Oh
amount of
my God,
responses to
yeah.
me. Everyone has an opinion on it. We talked to this excellent guy, Vinny Politan, about it, which an episode of that is coming out soon.
Coming up
But
soon, yeah.
John, we have now bullied him into submission and he is going to watch it.
Listen, I don't mind watching. You know what's so Darren, you posted this Instagram video asking listeners and viewers if they wanted us to cover it. You tagged me, so I shared it on my Instagram and asked the same
I tagged you for
question.
that reason because I
I
wanted
know, thank you.
direct
I love that.
bullying. Yeah, I
Oh
wanted
yeah, you
direct
wanted to
bullying.
make sure I got the
Targeted
direct in my
bullying.
DMs
Correct.
notification bullying. Yeah.
Correct.
And so many listeners were like, you must cover this. And then one person was like, by the way, this is only one episode, so you can't like back out of this. And I was like, thank you. I appreciate it. It's not an 8 hour, 4
Oh, it's
week
one 8 hour
special.
hour doc. I didn't tell you that.
Oh yeah, I didn't even ask how
Didn't
long
add
it was. Yeah, I
that.
didn't ask
Yeah. Jokes on you, buddy. Jokes
that.
on
But I think
you.
that'll be our next, probably our next episode, actually, because we'll record. So for next time,
And
our
I
next
want
full length.
everyone to know that I've gotten a bunch of DMs. John and I have also talked about this, that we know that there is a Hulu episode and I believe an HBO
Yes.
Max episode, just one
Yeah.
episode in a larger series covering this. I've heard from a number of you that it does potentially change your mind or have a different narrative or what's covering something differently. So I and John will have absolutely have watched both those things before we cover it in order to have kind of a full array of what is going down. I have a ton of opinions and I will say, John sort of has quote unquote got it spoiled, even though he knew the
No,
case,
yeah, I knew the
but even
case.
he knows that he's like, I know he said this to me earlier. He knows that it's all about what's being said and how it's being said. So he knows that he
Yeah.
has to watch it specifically for that. So don't worry about
That's true.
spoilers. He's
Yeah.
going to come armed with opinions. In fact, I'm not even going to ask you about it beforehand because I want to
Okay.
save
Yeah.
everything for the podcast.
And by the way, for those who don't know, this is the case of about Mackenzie Schirilla, and that's all we'll say for now. You can go watch
Yes, and it's called The Crash on
The Crash on
Netflix.
Netflix. Exactly. So go watch that ahead of time if you're into that, and you can listen along and know what we're talking about. Or some people like to hear us talk about it first, Darren, and then they go check it out. I know our good friend Marty does this from time to time. Shout out to Marty, our
Yeah,
longtime
Marty.
Patreon subscriber. But yeah, so we'll be doing that. We have a really cool episode, like Darren just mentioned, with Vinny Politan from Court TV, which is really fascinating. Darren got into some interesting debate with Mr. Politan, which I
Two
liked.
Jersey people. You can't
Yeah, what are you
really
gonna
expect
do?
anything less, you
That's right.
know?
That's right. And that's it for this week's episode. And if you're a Patreon subscriber, thank you so much for all of your love and support. And we'll see you next time.
Watch the
Bye.
crash. Bye.
Bye.